How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Tokyo Tyler Podcast. I'm your host. You guessed it right. My name is not Tokyo Tyler. It's Tyler Tokyo. Just kidding. I lied. It's Tokyo Tyler. Today's kind of topic is Pokemon. Well, more or less the news that Netflix is taking off all of the Pokemon programming, which amounts to 2 movies and 145 episodes. And it's really a weird coincidence that last night I was watching an episode of Indigo League, or Season 1 of Pokemon, and, I mean, it's awesome. Thankfully, I have all the episodes recorded on my DirecTV DVR. Guess what they call it nowadays? Remember when that used to be the number one thing? Well, it isn't now. Well, for Pokemon, it is. And because of this, or in light of this news, I felt the need to really talk about Pokemon and how I grew up with it, how you probably grew up with it, and how everyone probably grew up with it somehow, some way, one way or another. We all kind of grew up with Pokemon if you're, you know, if you were there whenever it's kind of big in America here, which is pretty much my age, like maybe a little bit older. But anyway, my Pokemon experience really started with Fire Red on the Game Boy Advanced. And I know that was a remake, but that was the generation I came into. And the Game Boy Advance was my first ever console of any kind. And Fire Red and Leaf Green were my jam for the better part of my entire childhood years. I must have played through those two games over and over and over. Of course, because I was a Fire Red guy, and I started off with that, of course, my favorite Pokemon ever is Charizard. And that makes perfect sense, because he was the cover mon, you could say, excuse me, for that game. And that was my favorite Pokemon game up to that point. Now, I didn't play Ruby or Emerald or Sapphire. I did play Emerald a little bit later on in my Pokemon days, like last year. Matter of fact, also, it took a little while. But then, of course, you move on to the DS. I had Pearl. Pearl was awesome. My cousin had Diamond, and we traded back and we played the living crap out of that game. Such a fun game Pearl was. And then Platinum. Platinum with Giratina? That's the name where, yeah, that really epic-looking one, dude. Oh my goodness, Platinum and Pearl, up to that point, was my jam. And I know my jam was Fire Red, and still kind of was, and still kind of is. But the advancement into the DS version is, like, so crazy. And then we get to the Heart Gold. Yeah, with a Ho-Oh on the cover. And that game came with the little cool Pokemon thing you could carry around with you. I didn't think it got very popular because I don't know anyone else who had one. I'm sure you probably have one laying around, and I can't really. It was a while ago, so I can't really put my my thoughts in order there on what exactly that little device was. But yeah, I grew up on Pokemon, and when it comes to the other experiences, not the actual game itself, I collected so many of the cards. I would play. Not necessarily the correct version of the card game with my friends, but more so if my Pokemon is higher, like has a better rating than yours, and is effective against that type, I win or you win. That's how we would play that game. And it was like Goldfish. It was fun, easy to play. We didn't play the quote-unquote real way, but screw that. It was awesome. When it comes down to the actual show, I watched the Indigo League. That's my favorite season. And a little bit of Johto. It kind of gets fuzzy there because I watched a few of them. I remember renting the VHS, I almost said DVDs. I rented the VHS Pokemon movies at my local library, and I would watch those over and over. In fact, last night, as another cool coincidence, I watched the first movie with Mewtwo in that. And it was actually pretty good, as I remember it to be. these reviews slash memory lane visits are pretty scattered, and I'm sorry that there's not so much continuity on the things I say. Just kind of hopping around stuff that I remember about it, trying to go what come off the top of my head, you could say, and, you know, really pull something out, just, like, memory-based. My favorite legendaries, I like the birds, but I like the cats. I like, Raikou, Suisuin, and Entei, or Entei, however you want to say it. My guy was Raikou and Entei. Suisuin's cool. I think he was actually the stronger one. Correct me if I'm wrong. DM me, in fact, on my official Instagram at Tokyo_Tyler. DM me which one is your favorite legendary. After that, kind of gets once again blurry because I entered middle school and I kind of went away from Pokemon for a while. I made some decisions with my games that I didn't. When I look back, I didn't like it all because I had a lot of really good games. But when I would enter high school, more so last year, when I was a junior, I replayed Fire Red and Emerald, and I beat them, and I played them at school. No worries, my grades were fine. In fact, it was almost 4.0s, and I'm a smarty, badardy, minardy, so I could play Pokemon whenever I would finish my work. And, of course, you have some other ROM things, wink, wink. and of right now, I'm kind of off and on playing a modded game. It's called Dark Rising Pokemon, or Pokemon Dark Rising. It's really, really hard. I'm on the third gym, and the expected level is like 70. It's insane. You have to grind your face off with this game. But honestly, Pokemon was something that brought me and my friends together. And me and my cousin, I'm French now, me and my cousin, man, we played Pokemon so very much. I remember all the times that I was little and I was in a car, I would play Pokemon. If not Pokemon, I would just play my DS or Game Boy, of course. Nowadays we have our phones and you could pretty much say, as much as my phone is on me now, my Game Boy and or DS was on me just as much, if not more, than the flippin' iPhone mega computer that I have with me all the time. But yes, Pokemon was something that really brought just me and my peers together. We collected the cards, we had the plushies, we had the toys, we had the video games. We had just about everything Pokemon that you could ask for. Pokemon parties and what was it? Action replays. Dude, I remember getting that for my birthday and just being like, what is this? I can walk through walls? What? That was foreign to me. I'm like, no, I'm gonna play the game right. No, I'm a real player. I don't play cheat codes. Yeah, just wait 10 years later, buddy. You'll be getting all the legendaries, wink wink, somehow. Which you ain't catching the normal way, man. You ain't catching the normal way. Oh, man. I am super grateful for you listening to my rambling of Pokemon over the past 8-so minutes. And I'm very grateful that you were listening to the podcast in general. I do say the podcast will get better with the time. It's like wine. I don't like wine. I've never had it. Never will. But it's like wine, it gets better with age, so does podcasting. My name is Tokyo Tyler, you can follow me on Instagram once more, at Tokyo_Tyler, and then subscribe to my YouTube channel. I always say this, but a really cool way that you can look up my channel is go to YouTube and hashtag Tokyo Tyler, and my stuff just pops up like that. It's easy, it's affordable. It's free, so it's really affordable. If you can't afford free, I'm sorry. There's no other option. Thank you so much for listening to today's rambling. Tomorrow's rambling will be much better. My name is Tokyo Tyler. Sayonara!